When the FBI seized $90,000 in very cold cash from Congressman William Jefferson's freezer 4 years ago, it also raided his office. That was a first for a member of Congress, which is why that raid stirred up constitutional questions that delayed the criminal case. Tomorrow, William Jefferson, now a former congressman, finally goes on trial on bribery and corruption charges. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Let's start with the indictment. In 2007, a federal grand jury charged Louisiana Democrat William Jefferson on 16 counts of bribery and corruption related to his family's business ventures in West Africa. Jefferson has always maintained his innocence.
There are two sides to every story. There are certainly two sides to this story. There will be an appropriate time and forum when that can be explained and explicated.
The time is this week. The forum is a federal court in Virginia. Federal prosecutors will set out to prove that Jefferson is guilty of helping make trade deals in Nigeria and Ghana, provided he or his family was paid off, and that he did so in his official capacity, that he was peddling influence as a congressman. That last part won't be easy, according to University of Baltimore law professor Charles Tiefer.
There's a strong argument being made by the prosecution that while the acts by the congressman would have been legal if he hadn't taken money, the fact that he took money makes them illegal. But that doesn't resolve the question of whether this was an official act or not.
Jefferson argues that his actions were part of his private dealings with no relation to his official duties. At the same time, he and his lawyers have objected to all sorts of potential evidence they say is related to his legislative work. That's because many congressional duties, like voting and writing laws, are protected from prosecution. If it sounds confusing, that's because it is, says Stanley Brand, a defense attorney and former general counsel for the House of Representatives.
On the one hand, the defense is going to be saying, look, you can't go into his legislative activity. On the other hand, they're going to be trying to use it to show that he didn't do anything wrong. And the court's going to be faced with making judgments on all those things.
Jefferson has been challenging the charges in part by maintaining that some of the evidence is tainted. He says the FBI improperly raided his Capitol Hill office in 2006, and indeed that raid has been deemed unconstitutional by a federal appeals court. The D.C.-based court ruled that rifling through the office violated the lawmakers' rights because the investigators saw legislative materials that are protected under the so-called speech or debate clause. That's supposed to prevent the president or other members of the executive branch from trying to intimidate lawmakers with whom they disagree.
Basically, the court has put off limits a lot of the type of investigative tools prosecutors typically use in these cases.
Former U.S. Attorney Peter Zeidenberg says actions such as questioning congressional staffers, conducting wiretaps, or searching anywhere an elected official keeps legislative work are now in question. The ruling even states that a legislator must be present for office searches and be allowed to pull aside legislative papers.
But, you know, who thinks they're really going to get the goods that way?
With this ruling in hand, Jefferson has filed numerous challenges, and lawyers say laid a roadmap for other defendants to delay prosecution. But others point out that it hasn't stopped corruption investigations into other legislators, and despite the delays, Jefferson will finally face a jury this week. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.